In 1959, my father, Walter Offenberg, was asked to assist Arnold Grobman in the development of the Biological Sciences Curriculum Study, BSCS, which was a very popular high school science program throughout the world. But my father missed the research opportunities because basically he was an editor and salesperson for this program. That also introduced him to Asia, because he would go to India once or twice a year and teach the Indian teachers how to teach BSCS. Well, after a few years, 4 years of doing that, he missed research, and J.C. Dickinson was cranking the museum up and asked my father to come back. And he became the chairman of natural sciences at that time. One of the first tasks that was laid before him, along with Liz Wing and J.C. Dickinson himself, was to put together a large grant proposal to get a new museum building built. Museum collections were scattered all over town, and they all needed to be in one building. And they put together a National Science Foundation grant, and it was successful, and that's why Dickinson Hall stands where it does today. The Komodo experience for my father changed the course of his research program here at the Florida Museum for the rest of his life. He also produced the herpetofauna of Komodo Island, which gave a list and descriptions of all the species of reptiles and amphibians that occur on the island. He went on to publish two additional books, one on the Bengal monitor, lizard of wide part of Asia, and the Gray's monitor lizard, endemic to a very small area in the Philippines. I'm Kurt Offenberg. I was the collection manager in malacology for 20 years and the operations coordinator in exhibits for 16 years at the Florida Museum of Natural History.